Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be focusing on the season being offered by the University of Alaska Anchorage Department of Theater and Dance. And we have quite a lineup today.
We have Chris Evans.
Hi.
We have David Edgecombe.
Hello, Jean.
And Daniel Dahlgren.
Hello, Jean. Hi, Steve.
Hi, welcome to Stage Talk. I mentioned we have quite a lineup today because we have the UAA season plus an extra show being done by Theater on the Rocks. And before we begin, just want to say one thing in full disclosure. I am also directing one of the shows at UAA. I'll let someone else to say what that show is, but I am directing one of the shows. But David, let's begin with you. Can you give us a little bit about kind of the overview of this season?
Yes, kind of we have a about it. Very special season. And you may know that I'm the Shakespeare historian, and I've got a PhD thesis that works around the subject of Shakespeare. So I'm one of the experts up there. And when I heard they were thinking about a Shakespeare season, I was overjoyed. It's amazing that after all this time, you know, nearly 500 years, Shakespeare still holds the theaters of the world. He is the most produced playwright in the world. So we're very happy to feature a season that is not only Shakespeare plays, but plays about Shakespeare, and I might add a rather irreverent look at Shakespeare, too.
Interesting.
And what are you what is your job?
Chris.
I'm sorry, Chris.
As in regards to the season or
well,
with
TTR? Well, you
have
two roles here, as I understand. You're designing one of the shows, and you're also directing one of the shows. So let's talk, since we're on the Shakespeare theme, talk about the show you're designing.
I'm designing the show Fantastics. It's the first season, the first show of the season. The rest of the shows, the other three shows, are going to be produced on our main stage, and Dan will talk more about that. But this design is reminiscent of the Inyards, which are the precursors to what we would think of modern, like when we think of a Shakespearean theater, that's the precursor to that. It's Fantastics is a play that isn't, as stated early, isn't Shakespeare, but it has a lot of themes of Shakespeare in it. And so our goal is kind of trying to capture that, but not to make it strictly set in any specific time. So
that's a musical, right?
Yes, it is a musical. Mm-hmm. It's a 9-person musical. Yep. And it's loosely affiliated with Romeo and Juliet. So, yeah. I mean, the story's very similar to that.
I saw it in Ireland.
Well, it's broken all the records for the longest running musical in New York. Mm-hmm. This is David commenting, and I think it's really a wonderful show.
It's very hilarious. Popular. It's truly great, great performance.
Yes,
and it's been very rewarding to work with Dave. He's been very considerate.
Dave Block.
David Block. As far as the design process, I mean, he's really been on board with almost everything we've been suggesting for the show. I haven't really felt restricted, and it seemed early on we got on the same page, and from there it's just been mostly over the summer, but it's been really rewarding to have that in a director. And this is my first design, so having that with the director has been really helpful, and then with the help from Dan's mentoring through the process.
And you know, we talk about the relationships between designers and directors, and that takes us right up to Daniel Colgren, who is the scenic designer and technical director for UAA Department of Theater and Dance. And he's come up with a really interesting idea, concept for a set design that works with all three of the main stage shows and all three of the main stage show directors. So, Daniel, why don't you talk a bit about that design?
Well, so we started off by looking at the season and deciding to do a Shakespeare, what we call a Shakespeare-themed season. And I proposed during that process that we look at the idea of creating a loosely based design on the typical Shakespearean facade, something you might see in the Globe or the Rose or the Swan or the Curtain, some of the old Shakespearean theaters. And within that process, the department liked the idea, and then I decided to do a research trip to London and the outlying cities of London to study the architecture and the history and just the culture around the towns and the South Bank and the theaters that were there. An opportunity that is valuable in the process of designing a facade. I also worked for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for many years, and so I was able to work on that facade, which is loosely based on the Fortune Theater. And so I'm very excited for the first time to be able to kind of impart my own design on a Shakespearean facade. Two of the shows that we'll be doing, Twelfth Night, which is Shakespeare, and Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which is based on, Hamlet loosely. And
two of the minor characters.
Yeah,
from Hamlet,
yeah.
Right.
And so we thought it would be great to try to do that. And with Twelfth Night, we're going very traditional with the facade. And then when we go into Rosencrantz, we're going to be transforming that facade, however, allowing the facade to still play a major role in the background of the set. I'm very excited about it. We're in the early stages of almost starting the build, and I hope that it is a very fantastic, amazing adventure for the Anchorage audience, something they maybe haven't seen before.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to three people from UAA, Chris Evans, David Edgecombe, and Daniel Colgren. And they're talking about their season, and just to be absolutely sure we're getting all the season, would you list the plays you're doing this year?
My goodness. So, okay, get your pencils out. This is David, and I'm going to go through the whole list. We're starting out with the Fantastics, a musical experience for everybody. Twelfth Night follows, and then we have two dance experiences. We have, as most of you may know, our dance program is a very important part, and it's integrated into the theater program. So we have two dance performances in April and November. And then Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, a play by Tom Stoppard that I'll be directing, and Shakespeare's Land of the Dead, a zombie play. And I think Daniel is going to tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so the whole title for that is actually William Shakespeare's Land of the Dead, a true and accurate account of the 1599 zombie plague. It's a mouthful. Basically, what that play is it takes place backstage of the Globe in 1599 during the debut performance of Henry V. Backstage, there are some company members that are getting together, and at one point, somebody walks in chomping on an arm. And this is where the zombies...
And they're not doing Titus.
No, it's not Titus Andronicus, which I saw at the Globe this year. It was fantastic. It is a zombie play. They don't call it a zombie play. They call it a zombie play, but the word zombie wasn't around in 1599. Obviously, we understand that with shows like The Walking Dead. But what happens is this cast of characters, along with Queen Elizabeth, lock themselves backstage of the Globe, and I won't give away the rest of the play, but I think that it's going to be quite an interesting one to come see.
And this is David again. I just like to remind everyone that's going to be directed by Tom Score, the chair of the Department of Theater and Dance, so it should be quite a experience.
Sounds like a great season coming up, but there's one show we've not mentioned yet, and that show is being directed by Chris Evans.
It's actually being directed by Josh.
Josh,
yes. His twin brother.
My twin brother.
Radio, I can't tell them apart. and it's being produced by Theater on the Rocks, which is the university student company. And tell us about the show. It's one of the most popular shows being done these days. It's a very powerful show, so talk about that show.
Yeah, so originally Josh and I just have been wanting to do this show, so we submitted it together to TTR. The show focuses on...
What's the name of the show?
It's Doubt.
Doubt, excuse me. I was going to mention about it.
Doubt, a Parable is the name of the show. It's written by Patrick Shanley, I believe. And it focuses on a parish in the 1960s New York. Sister Aloysius has accused Father Flynn, who is a new priest to the parish, of molesting a child. And the play focuses on how she is attempting to get him removed, but being put in a place where, because of her place within the church, she's restricted by that. And throughout the play, it's her getting people such as Sister James, who is a young nun, to come over to her side to try and get more support on her case against Father Flynn. And then it's Father Flynn is trying to get Sister Aloysius removed from her position throughout the play because of the accusations.
This is Dan here. I'll also note that Chris is acting in that.
Yes.
As the priest,
yes,
and
Father
is also
Flynn.
The scenic designer for that show. So he's a very ambitious young man.
And technical director.
Oh, and technical director, excuse me.
And chief bottle washer.
Yep.
And this play is being performed on the main stage or in
the... It's in the black box, in our black box studio.
In the black box. Mm-hmm.
And that opens your season before we get into the Fantastics.
Yes, it'll be the first week of school, which I believe is the... I think it's...
25th through?
Yeah, the 25th is the first day, so I think it's like the 27th mm-hmm. through the 29th, and then the following mm-hmm. week. There'll be 2 weeks of performances.
So it's the only show that's not really a Shakespeare theme.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. actually not, this is Dan, it's actually not part of our season. It's an independent theater club that we help support, mm-hmm. And they're going to be kicking off the year with this show, but it's actually not slated as part of our season, so it's not a Shakespearean type piece.
Right. But it's great to see how the students can work together with faculty to produce their own shows and to do as many things as you are doing, Chris. That's the wonderful opportunity for students to have over at UAA.
Yeah, it's great.
And I'm the faculty advisor and mentor for that club, and we are trying as much as we can to integrate the process so that we don't just let them do shows in our spaces, that we actually use that as a process to mentor our young designers and technicians, as well as actors and directors.
This is David. I might add one little thing about that. I just heard from a graduate student last week who said that his resume of experience from UAA blew all the other people in his graduate program out of the water. He had so much firsthand experience.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming. Chris Evans, David Edgecombe, and Daniel Colgren, to talk about UAA's upcoming season.
Thank you, Ben. Great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for your own calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
At Cyrano's, you can see Das Barbecue or Love Lost and What I Wore by Nora and Deborah Efron. Or you can see both. Das Barbecue will be shown at the regular showtimes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 through August 24th. Love, Loss, and What I Wore will be shown Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. through August 21st. And incidentally, I saw it last night. It's great. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests today were Chris Evans, David Edgecombe, and Daniel Colgren, all from UAA Department of Theater and Dance, talking about their upcoming season. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.